The western United States is in a mega drought fueled by climate change. And while Idaho isn't faring as badly as the Southwest, one part of the state is being hit hard. Rachel Cohen reports.
25% of Idaho is in some level of drought. The most extreme conditions are in the Pioneer Mountains, straddling Blaine and Custer counties.
This is an ongoing long-term drought that started back, I believe it was in the fall of 2019. And we just haven't seen any kind of recovery there yet.
David Hokema is a hydrologist for the Idaho Department of Water Resources. During a water supply meeting Friday, he said March was very dry across the state, meaning most places have already seen peak snowpack, and it's beginning to melt. Danny Tappa of the National Resources Conservation Service says below average snowpack in south central Idaho means summer stream flows will likely suffer.
In the Big Wood Basin, for example, we are looking at needing about 92% of normal runoff, and our current forecast is 32%.
That means a high likelihood for significant agricultural water shortages in that basin. Tappa shared some good news. Snowpack is looking better than expected in other parts of Idaho, especially in the north. That means most of the state's reservoirs are expected to fill. Rachel Cohen, Boise State Public Radio News.